Hello. Is David Mayer there?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Say again.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, like
print,
radio, internet, or television?
No, we're both retired.
Thank you so much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I'm way above 18.
Thank you. And now, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. So that is actually certain to vote?
Do what?
Certain to vote then, or probably to vote?
I definitely will vote.
Okay. And may I know, what is your age?
I'm 82.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm a German American.
Let me see here. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one, Donald Trump as former president.
Definitely not.
So disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Extremely disapprove.
Thank you. About Marcy Kaptchur as congresswoman?
Extremely approve.
Thank you. About Joe Biden as president?
Pretty much approve.
And would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And how about Sherrod Brown, a senator?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First one is Joe Biden.
I approve.
And is that actually a very favorable impression or somewhat impression?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. About Derek Merrin, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. About Democrats in Congress?
Fairly favorable.
Okay, thank you. About Marcy Kaptchur?
Very much favorable.
About Donald Trump?
Very much disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And how about First Energy?
Would say that again?
First Energy.
Oh, the company?
Yes.
About, I'm on.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Would that be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, Republicans in Congress.
I think all of them should be taken out of shot.
And so that would be an unfavorable impression, somewhat, or very?
Well, very much unfavorable for Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Okay. Unfavorable, very, or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
I vote for whoever I think is the best person.
Mm-hmm. But if you have to decide, which one will you lean towards, Republican or Democrat?
I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden? We are about halfway.
I'm going to hang up now.
We would love to hear your opinion, sir. We still have a couple more questions.